The Government of England has said that they will be adding more places where people can swim in rivers and be monitored. They have chosen 27 new spots, mostly on rivers, where they will test the water for pollution during the summer. But it's important to know that just because a place is officially designated as a swimming spot, it doesn't mean that the water is clean. Right now, two of the river spots on the list are rated as poor. Even so, people who like to swim in rivers, like Alison Biddulph from Shropshire, are hopeful that the designations will make local communities take action to clean up the water. The Water Minister, Robbie Moore, has said that he is committed to making sure that the water in the sea, rivers, and lakes is clean for everyone to use and for the environment. Last year, out of the 423 swimming spots they tested in England, 405 met at least the minimum standard. But the number of spots rated as excellent went down, and the number rated as poor was the highest it's been since 2015. The designated spots are tested by the Environment Agency during the swimming season, and the results are put on their website for everyone to see. The testing process involves looking at samples of the water to see if there are any bacteria, like E. coli and intestinal enterococci, which could mean that there's poop in the water. If a swimming spot has too much bacteria, it gets a poor rating and a sign is put up to tell people not to swim there. The Wolvercote Mill Stream in Oxford is an example of a river spot that has had a hard time. Even though it was designated as a swimming spot 2 years ago, the water quality has always been rated as poor. But because it was designated, more people have been paying attention and trying to make the water better. It's important to know that if a swimming spot is rated as poor for 5 years in a row, it loses its designation and they stop testing it. So it's really important to fix the water pollution problem and make sure that the swimming spots meet the right standards.